You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Monday night, the Q&A with myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and of course, our beloved senior, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. It's a beautiful Monday evening. It's the 11th of Rajab, 1442, corresponding to the 23rd of Feb, 2021. Our Zakat Nisab, 8,400 Rand. Mehre Fatimi, 21,000 Rand. Manamam Mahar for Hanafis, it is 420 Rand. For Malikis, 140 Rand. For Shafi'is and Hanbalis, no Manamam Mehar. Our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27847863132. Our beloved Ustad's email address is akhussein@gmail.com. That is akhussein@gmail.com. Our beloved Ustad's website address is muftiakhussein.net. That is muftiakhussein.net. Our beloved Ustad's Twitter account is @akhussein. That is @akhussein. Before we go on live, inshallah, this evening, let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and company. Let's welcome the listeners of Al Ansar International. And let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And not forgetting our two beloved engineers, Brother Lekolo here in Johannesburg and the other engineer in the Durban studios. Ustad, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
Ustad, listener says here, many husbands only listen to their wives, dear Mufti Saab, and neglect their mothers. Ustad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without a shadow of doubt, we are going nearer to the day of Qiyamah, the day of justice, the day of judgment, and the fitnas, the trials, the tribulation will increase. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that people will bring their friends near and they will be disobedient to their parents, wa adana sadiqahu, and they will bring their friends near, wa aqqa ummahu, and they will be disobedient to their mother, to their father, and so forth and so on. O son, O daughter, what has happened to you? Have you forgotten what your mother did? One Sahabi came to Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Mana haqqu bi husni suhbati ya Rasulullah? Who should I treat the best in the creation? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ummak, your mother. Then again your mother, then again your mother, thumma abak, and then your father. So open Imam Bukhari's work, Al-Adabul Mufrad, and so many other hadith kitabs, you will find it. So yeah, we say that the mother, she carried us for that 8-9 months, then she gave birth to us, then she breastfed us, and all that she did lovingly, willingly, sincerely. And now today when you got your wife and your children, you totally neglected and forgot your mother. It's not hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, Al-Jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. In Mishkat you will find words similar to that. So remember, Jannat lies under the feet of the mother. So remember, when we, you know, listen to our wives and tremble the rights of our mother, then remember that we are committing a major, major sin. And tomorrow, Almighty Allah will punish us, and in this world also. See, I share with you two hadiths. Inna ha'daman nasi haqqan ala rajul ummuhu. The person who has the greatest rights over the male, even after he's married, is his mother. So when mother says and wife says, so make khidmat of the mother daytime and your wife and children nighttime. So remember always there is a way of doing things. To dump our mothers and so forth in the old age home and leave them there in some outbuilding, neglected and so forth. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu dhambin in sha'afa anhu wa in sha'adhabahu is the prerogative of Almighty Allah. Either He punishes or either He forgives. Illa uquq al-walidain, except when we are disobedient, rebelliousness against our parents and more so our mother. Fa inna Allah yu'ajjil uquubatahu li sahibihi fil hayati qabla mawtihi. Allah will unleash His punishment here in this world for that person, that son, that daughter. So think in this world before death comes. My brother, I warn you, I always say, if it was my government, all of you who dumped your mothers in the old age home, totally neglecting them, me, I should have whooped you personally in public. That, have you got no shame, no fatwa, no taqwa, no piety, nothing? That we took our mother and now we don't bother about them? So remember that that is a sign of Qiyamah and Allah Ta'ala's curse is upon you. So therefore, get your act together now, immediately, before Shaaban and Ramadan comes, my brother.
SubhanAllah. Listener says, Ustad, I need a Markaz Sahaba radio, please, Ustad.
You must remember that we have certain well-wishers and Almighty Allah reward them. One brother, mashallah, that he donated a huge sum and for Lillah, and he said, give out on my behalf, my wife and daughter's behalf. So alhamdulillah, we have few left. So those of you who are just Lillah disease, so who really need a decoder, you know, Markaz Sahaba decoder, then you can phone tomorrow after 8 o'clock here and Johannesburg line 011 Indonesia number 011-854-2990 011-854-2990 and speak to mashallah our brother Suleiman Esop. Or if you are in the Durban area, Natal area, then speak to our brother there, Yusuf Mehter, and his number there at our offices in Durban, 031-001-3332. I repeat, 031-001-3332 and speak to brother Yusuf Mehter, inshallah. And inshallah, from my side, today I want to announce for Mrs., you know, the lady who sent me an email yesterday, and I hope I'm pronouncing the name correctly, Mrs. Hari Prasad, and I think you are in the Westworld, not Muslim, but an avid listener. So from our side, Mrs. Hari Prasad, that we are giving you a gift, and please send me an email again with all your details and particulars. We will bring it to you, my brother. There from Durban, Hafiz Muhammad Basa and company, they will inshallah bring it to you. And Haji Hafiz Wadi also is there, so they will arrange and somebody will install it for you. At all, it's compliments from our side from Mrs. Hari Prasad, and this is from our Lilla, a gift to humanity. So inshallah, where we see there is a deserving cause, so Muslim or non-Muslim, we will give it to you, compliments from our side. So I hope you, Mrs. Hari Prasad, you are listening to us now, and may Almighty Allah, the Supreme Being, guide you and lead you through the true light and the true religion, inshallah al-Aziz.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen. Ustad, we are in the month of Rajab, of course. Sha'ban is just around the corner. So the listener says, when will the month of Sha'ban start, dear Mufti Sahab? And will the programs change, Ustad?
Remember that for this month of Rajab, now we know that tomorrow, you remember that it will be the 11th of Rajab, inshallah, tonight, tomorrow, Tuesday. So we still have, mashallah, plus minus 3 weeks. But if you look at the calendar, then you will find that it is only six hours the moon will be. For 6 hours, the moon will be. So it will go full 30 days, inshallah, that's Rajab. And then Sha'ban will start on Monday. the 15th of March. 15th of March will be a Monday, and that is, inshallah, the day that first Shaban will commence. So we should, mashallah, continue with our dua, mention in Mishkat Sharif, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. And remember, the nearer we get to Ramadan, the more we should intensify our good deeds and prepare for Ramadan as well. So Allah grant us barakah, blessing for this month of Rajab and Shaban. And Ya Allah, spare us for the month of Ramadan. Teach our wives, our children. Everybody should be reading this, inshallah. Regarding our programs, that from now Rajab and Shaban, basically they'll remain the same. In Ramadan, obviously it will change. We will inform you about that timeously. However, one announcement I have to make, that is for this week here now, we're starting... And that is Saturday nights. You know, my brother Suleiman Esop, mashallah, the person who handles our reception here in the Lanesia office. So he, mashallah, on Saturday nights, he does a program 7 o'clock to 9, 7 to 9 at night. And that is Naat Qiraat. Mashallah, it's picking up well also, where they have Nasheeds and Naat Mubarak and Naat Sharif and so forth. So we decided that, inshallah, he will start from this week, Saturday, from 6 o'clock. And that's 6 to 7, the program will be called Bargain Hunters. You know, people always looking for a bargain. So Kala got some extra things there in her house, and then brother got something extra in his house. This is not for shopkeepers and that. We want to just sell second-hand things and so forth. So you just advertise it free of charge, and then inshallah, brother Suleiman Esop will announce it, give your details, and the listeners will contact you. We don't want anything out of it. It's a free service. We know people have lost their job. People are, you know, unemployed. So many of them. So we can, inshallah, empower society and people can benefit. So from this week, Saturday, 6 to 7, inshallah, in the evening, that will be Bargain Hunters. And then 7 to 9, inshallah, Naat Qiraat. All 3 hours by brother Suleiman Esop. And he's looking for a wife also, mashallah. So, mashallah. But he's got 2 sons, so make dua, Allah Jalla Wala, make it easy for him also.
Ameen. See what the listener says, Ustad. So can the air be a witness, Ustad?
Yes, you must remember, certain things you must remember are permissible from an Islamic perspective. But what happens many a time, the country we are living in, the law of the land, they have their own laws. So now if you just, I am my father's will, my mother's will, they all passed away, Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. But now I am the witness and I am the heir as well. So if somebody contests that will, so remember it will become null and void. Because I am an heir and a witness. So therefore, according to South African law, they will say that is not permissible. But if we're speaking about Sharia, remember, from an Islamic perspective, totally permissible. And once again, I remind you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Al-Jama'ah, please remember, death is hovering above our head. Mustafa Habib Ibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, yabitu laylataini illa wa wasiyatuhu maktubatun indahu. You should not even allow 2 nights to pass, but your Islamic will should be prepared and ready, and it must be according to Islam. So that's wajib and compulsory. You the wives, don't just sit there and for granted that, speak to your husband, get your sons, daughters, everybody motivated. Everyone must have a will, and remember, it's wajib and compulsory. And for South African law, they will tell you the witness must be somebody who is not an heir. So rather do it that way, so you don't have any complications and any problems.
Subhanallah. So Ustad, a listener says, how should we prepare for Ramadan, Ustad? And we want to join Darul Iman, Ustad.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We make the dua, as I mentioned, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. 3 things come to mind when people ask me, how should we prepare for Ramadan? On the lighter side, you know, we see our sisters, our daughters and our mothers, Allah Ta'ala reward them. Somebody is preparing the parr. You know the parr, Mawlana?
Gee, Ustaz.
Yeah, they're preparing the parr. Parr is for the samosas, drihu, kulikuk, you know. know. Mm-hmm. So that is what they used to say, the three hook, you know, the triangle they're preparing. So they're preparing already from now. Remember the samosas and bhajjas and Allah alone know what else. So that is beside the point. What I want to tell you is this. Every person, we know we are Muslims, alhamdulillah. So ask ourselves, from the time I became baligh and mature till now, how many fasts I did not keep? Remember that. Just laziness, no excuse. So remember qadha, 50 qadha, 20 qadha, 30 qadha. Whatever it is, we cannot procrastinate and delay. From tomorrow, we have to start the qadha. So every day, every second day, start keeping the fast. Remember that that is obligatory and mandatory upon us. Similarly with the salat and so forth. So that's number one. Then number two is this. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Utrukhuma hatta yastaliha. Allah forbid, just an example. Me and Mona Arafat, we're not talking. Obviously we're talking, I'm just an example. So you must remember, now we do so many good deeds. We read Quran Sharif, we fast, we read Tarawih, all that we did in Ramadan. So our actions are not accepted by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala Hatta Yastaliha till you reconcile. Reconcile does not mean you have to become the best friend of that person. At least make salam. Your daughter-in-law, you're not speaking to your mother-in-law for 1 year, for 6 months. What's wrong with you? So you must remember these type of things here. Your brother are not speaking, or some business deal went sour. So yeah, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, the prerequisite for our actions to be accepted in the divine court, the court of Almighty Allah, is we reconcile. So that's number two. And then number three is this, that each one of us pay our debts immediately. This business on Sal Rehmak, on Sal Sin, we will sort it out. All this is shaitaniyat. Remember that. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yughfaru li shaheedi kullu zambin illa dain. That remember, for the martyr, all the sins will be forgiven except debts. Remember that. So it's authentic hadith in Mishkan Sharif, Mustad Ahmed. So I beg you, number one is this, start keeping the qadha fast and the qadha salat, start performing it. Number two, people we are not talking to, speaking to, start making salam to them. And that will then mean our actions will get accepted. And third one is our business dealings, our debts, sort all that out immediately. Then inshallah, we won't only have a Ramadan, we will have a quality Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, anything you want to know of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, or Darul Iman, you contact me directly, inshallah, 071-888-1184. 071-888-1184. Send me a WhatsApp message. So if you want to become a member of Darul Iman, Darul Iman, so remember that Darul Iman with the E, remember that. So Darul Iman with the E. So inshallah, we just need your name, we need your email, and we need a cell phone number or a landline number. So that's all. Inshallah, we will send it to our administrator. It will go into the database. Nobody will know about it. If the need arises for us to go to court anytime this year, next year, so your names will be presented, that these are the people who subscribe and they accept what we are saying and so forth. We don't know. No, we have to be proactive. The masajid can close again. Our Muslim personal law, our marriages bill. So many things are popping up and coming up nowadays. So remember that we have the lawyers. MashaAllah, Advocate Firoz Boda is a Hafiz, his senior counsel, Zahir Umar, senior attorney. And we have his son, MashaAllah, Abu Bakr, advocate. And some others also will be joining. So in that way, Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for us that ulama and the public and the attorneys, lawyers, senior counsel, we all are well prepared if and when the need arises. Ameen. So that is the aim, inshallah. Allah make it easy.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Ustad, my brother is very, very sick. What should we read, Ustad?
May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla make it easy. People have tears in their eyes. They're contacting us. Somebody has just passed away. Somebody's father, mother, somebody's husband or whatever, a child. and then we find others, their siblings or some family member very, very ill. So let us take you across all this. You, the person who is ill, I hope you can learn this verse. All of you, learn one dua per day. That's another challenge, prepare for Ramadan. So you, my brother, my sister, you are ill. So read Surah 21, Surah Anbiya, and verse 83. It is in the 17th Supara, 17 Jews. The dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. He was sick for a long period, but he cried, he begged, he petitioned Allah, Anni masani yadurru anta rahamur rahimin. Oh, my beloved Allah, that the distress, calamity has struck me, whilst you, Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So read that, you, the person who's sick, you, the family members, read Surah Fatiha, blow on that person. There 7 times is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Give out charity, da'u mardakum bi sadaqa, in case you're kind to poor Muslims, non-Muslim, anybody, voluntary charity. And the hadith is mentioned in the Marasil of Abu Dawood. You, the family members, abundantly read Ayat al-Karima, Surah chapter 21, verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Now we have people who have passed away. Daily we are hearing. Some we know, some we don't know. So Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana ghfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh, beloved Allah, Jalla wa'ala, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers. The day the reckoning is established. And then you must remember Surah 59, verse 10. Rabbana ghfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabakuna bil iman. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers and sisters who passed away before us with iman and Islam. Surah 59, verse 10, and that is in the 28th Supara, 28 Jews. Easy example. I give 1 rand, 5 rand, 10 rand to any poor person, Muslim, non-Muslim. I say, Ya Allah, that those people who are ill and sick, you give them shifa, give them a speedy recovery, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who passed away with iman and Islam, in kibal bal maghfirat farma dijiye, in ki pasmandagan aur khandan wala ko sabre jameel ata farma. Ya Allah, you forgive them, elevate their rank and status. Ya Allah, they have yatim children, they have orphans now. Ya Allah, make easy for the family, make easy for all, Ya Allah. So we make multiple intention. How easy it is. So daily make this our practice, inshallah. Allah grant us tawfiq.
Ameen, ameen, summa ameen. Ustad, a brother wants to get married, of course, in the month of Ramadan. So he wants to know, is it permissible, Ustad?
Excellent. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Remember, she was just over 15 years old. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the nikah of Ladli, beloved Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha. And the best month to get married is Shawwal, just after Ramadan. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu on the 10th of Shawwal, and for the best is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, and 10th of Shawwal is mentioned in Mirqat, the commentary of Mishkat Sharif by Mullah Ali Qari. So we have all the evidence, try and practice on it. You youngsters, get married as soon as possible. Too many vices going on, too much zina, fornication, adultery. Allah Jalla Wala protect us and keep us chaste at all time and all places.
29 minutes to 9 o'clock, we go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the Q&A. Stay tuned.